This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. The longtime ringmaster at the Royal Hannaford Circus is the legendary Billy Martin.
This is our 40th anniversary celebration. Really cool, huh? We're pulling out all the stops this time around with all different kind of feature acts. I mean, a marvelous high wire troupe, four people up on the high wire. The Human Cannonball is backed by popular demand. So we're starting the show off with a big bang. And Vicenta Pages with her White Tigers. Really majestic act. And so many different new features incorporated with all the all-time favorites as well, including Grandma the Clown from New York City area that everyone knows and loves. I mean, everybody's favorite senior citizen, I guess you could say. And you know, Mike, this is it's sort of a bittersweet occasion because Mrs. Hannaford, who was at the helm for so many years, her and her husband, Tommy, you know, Tommy passed away about almost 10 years ago now, but she has been running the show and she passed away in November. So it's like a living memorial and a living tribute to both of them now that we keep the show going and keep everything running as tip-top as we can and, you know, just following their tradition that they set for us. You know, it would have been great for the 40th anniversary for Strippy to be there to accept all the accolades and all the praise from this great new show.
Well, now, they obviously left it in good hands with you. Is this part of the plan that, you know, as she got older, that she handed the reins over
absolutely.
To you?
Absolutely. Well, there's a whole nucleus of us here that that have been involved for many, many years. And, of course, the show must go on. That's what Strippy always said. That was almost her dying words there. Keep the show going. Keep the show going. And our tour, it's a 15-week gambit. We're crisscrossing the country. We'll be out in Oklahoma City, out in St. Louis, and down to Columbia, South Carolina, just everywhere, you know, Pittsburgh and over to Boston. So we're really spreading the word this year with a great, great show.
You've always said that circus people are the hardest working people in show business, and I agree with you, but give our listeners some examples of what you mean by that.
Oh, boy. You know, the circus is a glamorous life, and there are two definitions of glamorous. You know, some things that we do just aren't glamorous. I mean, we'll do the performance and close out. Everybody has their own loadout procedures. And then we'll travel 500 miles, 1,000 miles to the next venue. My goodness, it looks like the snow will be gone, thank goodness, before we arrive there. But maybe we can thread the needle and be on a weekend where there's no storm coming in. Northeast is being pelted, huh?
Yeah, it's been a rough winter, rough, you know, January, February so far. But hopefully, as you said, the President's Day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, holiday Monday will be clean as far as the forecast.
I'm certain it will be, you know, bring a little bit of sunshine into everybody's lives there, you know, for the circus coming to town, 40th year at the Westchester County Center. Hey, we're not that old, are we?
Yeah, it's amazing. We're getting younger as the circus arrives for the 40th year. And you represent a segment of the entertainment industry that is really becoming diminished, right? I mean, the circuses aren't what they used to be in terms of numbers.
But there are survivors. And, you know, the good survive. And we've been very, very fortunate to be, you know, the reputation of always having a top-notch show, top-caliber acts, and always that Hannaford touch that Tommy and Strippy set forth for all of us to follow. The Hannaford touch where the show is a fast-moving extravaganza and a little bit of Las Vegas touch here, a little bit of Cirque du Soleil touch here, a little bit of traditional. You know, the circus is traditionally modern, and that's what we strive to do. You know, circuses really changed and evolved over the last, I would say, dozen years with lighting and special effects and presentation and music. And we've combined all that with the wardrobe, the lighting, the just the color and excitement, and especially people almost become part of the circus there.
Well, I've worked with you at the circus, and I know what an entertainment value it is. So folks listening all across the country, if you hear that the Royal Hannaford Circus is going to be anywhere near you, check out Billy Martin, ringleader extraordinaire, leading his troupe into the big top near you.
Hey, thank you very much. Here's to 41 next year.
You got it, Billy. All the best.
Hey, God bless. Thanks very, very much.
Take care, Bill.
Always good to talk to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
With Billy Martin of the Royal Hannaford Circus, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was an all-star as a player and a champion as a coach. At the height of his playing career, he was on the wrong end of a punch that shattered his face. He went on to coach the Houston Rockets to back-to-back titles in the mid-1990s.
The Houston Rockets are NBA champions.
So where is Rudy Tomjanovich now? Rudy left the Rockets in 2003 and coached the Lakers for part of the 2004-2005 season until he was diagnosed with bladder cancer. He then became a scout for the Lakers. Plus, he was the focus of a book called The Punch, written about that infamous punching incident.
1977, Lakers forward Kermit Washington punches Rocket Rudy T. Facial reconstruction needed.
That's one moment Rudy T. wishes never happened. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an extra boost of self-esteem? Don't laugh. You know you want it, you need it, and it's right there staring you in the face. Here's the social science of it. To find more positive self-esteem, you need to know about the mirror exposure effect. Things we see often we tend to like the most. It's the premise behind advertising, and it's easy to use this to your advantage. So if you want more positive self-esteem, put a favorable, flattering picture of yourself where you can see it regularly. The more you're exposed to your own positive image, the more you'll like yourself. What's the cheap psychological trick? The mere exposure of your smiling face back at you improves familiarity with yourself and improves your own regard for you. Face it, it works. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.